There is a distinction I'm beginning to make in living in my living between pain and suffering. Pain is an event, an experience that must be recognized, named, and then used in some way in order for the experience to change, to be transformed into something else, strength or knowledge or action. Suffering, on the other hand, is the nightmare reliving of the unscrutinized and unmetabolized pain. When I live through pain without recognizing it, self-consciously, I rob myself of the power that can come from using that pain, the power to fuel some movement beyond it. I condemned myself to reliving that pain over and over and over, whenever something close triggers it, and that is suffering, a seemingly inescapable cycle. And true experiencing, old pain sometimes feels like hurling myself full force against a concrete wall. But I remind myself that I have lived through it all already and survived. Sometimes the anger feels, the anger that lies between black women is not examined because we spent so much time of our substance having to examine others constantly in the name of self-protection and survival. And we cannot reserve enough energy to scrutinize ourselves. Sometimes we don't do it because the anger's been there so long we don't know what it is, or we think it's natural to suffer rather than to experience pain. Sometimes because we are afraid of what we will find. Sometimes because we don't think we deserve it. The revulsion on the woman's face in the subway as she moves her coat away, and I think she is seeing a roach, but I see the hatred in her eyes because she wants me to see the hatred in her eyes, because she wants me to know in only the way a child can know that I don't belong alive in her world. If I'd been grown, I'd probably have laughed or snarled or been hurt. Seen it for what it was, but I am 5 years old. I see it, I record it, I do not name it. So the experience is incomplete. It is not pain, it becomes suffering. And how can I tell you that I don't like the way you cut your eyes at me if I know that I am going to release all the unnamed angers within you spawned by the hatred you had suffered and never felt? So we are drawn to each other but wary, demanding the instant protection we would never expect from our enemies. But it is possible to break through this inherent agony, to refuse acquiescence in this bitter charade of isolation and anger and pain. I read this question many times in the letters of black women. Why do I feel myself to be such an anemitha, so isolated? I hear it spoken over and over again in endless covert ways, but we can change that scenario. We can learn to mother ourselves. What does that mean for black women? It means we must establish authority over our own definition, provide an attentive concern and expectation of growth, which is the beginning of that acceptance we came to expect only from our mothers. It means that I affirm my own worth by committing myself to my own survival, in my own self of other black women. On the other hand, it means that as I learn my worth and genuine possibilities, I refuse to settle for anything less than a rigorous pursuit of the possible in myself, at the same time making a distinction between what is possible and what the outside world drives me to do in order to prove I am human. It means being able to recognize my successes and to be tender with myself, even when I fail. We begin to see each other as we dare to begin to see ourselves. We begin to see ourselves as we begin to see each other, without aggrandizement or dismissal or recriminations, but with patience and understanding for when we do not quite make it, and recognition and appreciation for when we do. Mothering ourselves means learning to love what we have given birth to by giving definition to, learning how to be both kind and demanding in the teeth of failure as well as in the face of success, and not misnaming either. We must recognize and nurture the creative parts of each other without always understanding what will be created. As we fear each other less and value each other more, we will come to value recognition within each other's eyes as well as within our own, and seek a balance between these visions. Mothering, claiming some power over who we choose to be, and knowing that such power is relative within the realities of ourselves, yet knowing that only through the use of that power can we effectively change those realities. Mothering means the laying to rest of what is weak, timid, and damaged. Without despisal, the protection and support of what is useful for our survival and change, and our joint explorations of the difference. I recall a beautiful and intricate sculpture from the court of the Queen Mother of Benin, entitled The Power of the Hand. It depicts the Queen Mother, her court women, and her warriors in a circular celebration of the human power to achieve success in practical and material ventures, the ability to make something out of anything. The Dahomey, that power, is female.